Francesca Rudkin is here with us this morning. Kia ora, Francesca.
Good morning, Jack.
We're going to start off your films this morning with the hotly anticipated Blade Runner 2029.
The world is built on a wall that separates kind. Tell either side there's no wall. You bought a war.
You're a cop. I had your job once. I was good at it. I know.
Ryan Gosling, Harrison Ford, Jared Leto.
Yeah, for once he actually probably didn't get an idea about what the film's about from the trailer, yeah, which makes a change, yeah, doesn't it? Okay, so this is, of course, the sequel to Ridley Scott's 1982 film. It's been 35 years since Blade Runner has been on the big screen, and I think they have done an admirable job here of bringing back a cult classic and 35 years later trying to provide us with a film that will resonate with people who enjoyed the original but also potentially offer something new and may introduce a new audience to this. Well, we can call it a franchise now, can't we? But I think it's going to be a very, very polarizing film. So the film is set 30 years after the original, and at the beginning of the screening, there is actually a note there from French-Canadian director Denis Villeneuve, who actually asks you not to reveal the main plot points of the film in order to ruin the experience of watching the film. So at the beginning of the screening, a little letter comes up from the director saying, yeah, you know, please, please respect the surprises in this film. And I can kind of see why he's done that, because I don't really want to tell you too much about it, because otherwise you're going to...
Yeah, it's kind of unusual.
And for once, yeah, you kind of just need those surprises in order to keep the momentum of the
film
going.
That's great. I quite like that.
Yeah, yeah. So
he says, once you've seen this film, don't give it up to your mates.
No, pretty much, yeah. So that's what was at the review screening. So right. I don't know if that's going to come out. But what we have here is a bleak, noir, futuristic sci-fi in which the hub of this film is, you know, what does it mean to be human? And we have a world with humans and androids. The humans are at this point very desensitized and surviving in this dystopian world and set in 2049. And Ryan Gosling is a Blade Runner, much like Harrison Ford's character Deckard was in the original. And he's a replicant, and it is his job to track down sort of rebellious replicants from the past. And we'll leave it there. The thing about this film is, I think the most useful thing I can say is, it's very heavy and intense. It is long and slow. It is not like your normal fantasy sci-fi or action-packed galaxy of the, you know, sci-fi. It is thoughtful, it is slow, it is intense. There are a lot of conversations. Some make sense, some don't. There is a lot of action. When it happens, it's full on and it has you on the edge of your seat. But there is a long period between that action.
Right.
So it was quite maddening. I left this film feeling a lot more underwhelmed than I thought I would, but had this feeling that I'd seen an incredibly well production designed film. As time's gone on, the more I've thought about the film, the more I appreciate the fact that this isn't a film that gives you all the answers. And no, I'm sorry, you don't get all the answers that you might have wanted after the original Blade Runner. But I appreciate the fact that they haven't just tried to present us with a generic mainstream piece of entertainment.
Wham, bam, shabam. Yeah.
So what I'm trying to say here is, you're either going to go to this film and you're going to find it a masterpiece, you're going to go possibly fall asleep, you will find it convoluted, or you might find it just a bit silly and simple at times. I'm really intrigued to see what people think about this film, because everyone's going to feel differently about it. And that's actually what's quite maddening about it. And it's probably one of the reasons I like it, is because you actually have to think about it. You have to go scratch your head for a moment and go, hang on, was that a masterpiece or not? I have become fonder of the film the longer, you know, the more I think about it. So I like it. But sometimes it's not for the right reasons, you know what I mean?
Okay, how do you rate a film like this then?
I'm going to rate it on the fact that the casting is brilliant, the performances are great, the production design is exquisite. You feel like you are in this world. You get caught in. It is intense, it is heavy, it is prepared to be its own film. So in that sense, I like it, and I've given it 4 out of 5.
Intriguing. 4 out of 5. Okay, thank you. That's Blade Runner 2029. It's 2029, not 2049. 2049.
Yeah.
My bad. Sorry, 2049. Next up, we have Final Portrait.
How come you've never posed for me?
You've never asked.
Why don't you?
I would love to.
I've got the flight the next day. It's the only thing.
That's fine.
It gives us enough time?
Yes.
All right, sure.
Okay, let's go.
Front on, you look like a brute.
Lower your chin.
Don't move.
There. Stay there. Not so far.
Don't smile.
Don't scratch.
Oh, my God.
Right, that's Jeffrey Rush. It's a film by Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, he's directed a film before called Big Night, and he actually creates quite lovely little what I would call chamber piece. So it's essentially a film which is character-driven and set mostly in one location. And in this particular case, it happens to be the Swiss-Italian sculptor and painter's studio in Paris, Alberto Giacometti, in 1964. And it's what Tucci has done here is, instead of creating, you know, trying to put the whole life of this artist into a film, he's just taken about 3 weeks of his life, and it's 3 weeks in which this American author and art critic, James Lord, played by Armie Hammer, he is asked to sit for Giacometti for a portrait. And he's a young man, and they've become friends, and he's very respectful and honoured to be asked to sit. And so he says to the artist, well, look, that's fine, but actually I'm going back to New York in 2 days. And he's like, no, it's fine, it'll be done in an afternoon. Anyway, 3 excruciating weeks later, Giacometti still cannot quite complete this portrait. And Lord, by this stage, is sort of starting to lose his mind a little bit and just needs to get home to New York. So it's delightful. It's trying to present to us the artist, his personality, the way he worked, the art direction of his studio is fantastic. It has a real authentic feel. If the idea of sitting in an artist's studio and watching them work and seeing how they work appeals to you, then this film, you'll just love Final Portrait. It is quite a small, modest film. You know, a little part of you, it's delightful. It's got a great sense of humour. The two have sort of lovely, witty conversation between the two of them. But in a way, you're kind of left wanting more. You wanted to know more about the artist.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Rush plays Giacometti, and he is very over the top and expressive in things compared to Hammer, who is delightfully restrained. And so they make a great couple.
Yeah.
This is nice. This is a very pleasant film, perfect for a Sunday afternoon, as I often say, if you know what I mean. It's a pleasant, engaging slice of life, moment in time of this artist. And I gave it 3.5 out of 5.
Nice. That's Final Portrait. The first film again, Blade Runner 2049. You can read all Francesca's reviews at nzherald.co.nz and at newstalkzb.co.nz. You have yourself a wonderful weekend.
Yes, same to you.